The book of Ezekiel is very cryptic. And when you read it, it's very cryptic. It can be very enigmatic. So let me just break down what the book of Ezekiel is all about into three simple sections for you to understand, okay? Section number one of the book of Ezekiel can be described as the indictment against Israel. It's basically God explaining to God explaining to Ezekiel how to preach to Israel because of their sins, their abominations, etc. And chapters 1 through 11 basically deal with that, the indictment against Israel. Section number 2 of the book of Ezekiel is dealing with the judgment that's going to come upon Israel, and not just upon Israel, but also all the nations, and then ultimately the fulfillment of that judgment upon Israel. So section 1 is the indictment against Israel. Section 2 can be described as the judgment that's going to come upon Israel and all the other nations, and the fulfillment of that judgment to Israel. And then section number 3 is simply the restoration of Israel, the restoration of all nations, and ultimately the restoration of the earth, okay? Because of the fact that he's given this promise that one day there's going to be a king who arises, the government shall be upon his shoulders. And of course, that restoration is not referring to, you know, when Israel became a state, okay? The restoration is referring to the new heaven, the new earth, and of course, the beginning with the millennial reign and the new heaven and the new earth. So those are the three sections of the book of Ezekiel. So whenever you read it, just keep your eyes on that and keep your mind on that, recognizing that it's just dealing with those specific topics there, okay?